This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A jam-packed What's on Your Mind today. A lot of ground to cover on this program we call What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. Really love the fact that we have a large, loyal audience that's here every day to participate in the program we call What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind, whatever that is. Had some interesting calls yesterday about some concerns over valuations. You know, every day, practically, we get a different tip on things that are concerning to people, and we appreciate that. So take that seriously. When we say it's what's on your mind, we mean it's what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Good morning, Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Scott Evan.
You could text Todd today and share your comments with him at 701-226-8503. You can do the same for me at 701-367-2054. I talked to Karn Housley today, and you may not know that name. Her husband is Phil Housley, so if hockey fans will remember Phil Housley, a great hockey player out of Minnesota, went on to have a stellar NHL career. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Played in Winnipeg and played in Boston and a lot of places. Anyway, good hockey player. His wife is the more famous Housley now because she's running for Senate in Minnesota. She's running against Tina Smith. Tina Smith was the person appointed Al Franken seat, okay? And she told me a story about her sister, who was a single mom, who voted for Hillary Clinton, who isn't real fond of Donald Trump's manner, but recognizes there are things that are better now because of him and now has become a supporter. Now, this is someone from Minnesota. Hillary Clinton supporter from Minnesota that has already come to see the light in North Dakota. And I've been thinking about this. This was interesting because when the conversation came to me, I'd been thinking about, you know, what is the tipping point between where we are now, where you have, you know, basically the swamp, and I would include, you know, the all the political leadership and apparatus and bureaucracy and people that, you know, aren't elected but are bureaucrats that that make up government, as well as the media establishment and all that. Okay, that's a swamp, right? And the swamp is very much against the president because he's draining the swamp. So this is a self-preservation thing. So they have to make a lot of noise. You know, they started the Trump derangement syndrome, and they infected a bunch of people with it. And honestly, folks, it's worked. If you go look at poll numbers nationally, if we're to believe poll numbers, there's a lot of people that say that they believe the same as the swamp does about Donald Trump. But here's the tipping point question I have. And I'm really curious if there's anybody in our audience that would fit this bill. I'd love to just hear your thoughts on what was the tipping point. I mean, if you were not a Donald Trump fan, if you were, and I've heard there's a lot about Heidi Heitkamp, too. I mean, a lot. Barely a day passes that I don't get an email, a text, a comment on the street, a call to the show. I voted for Heidi Heitkamp. I'll never make that mistake again. I was duped. I thought she was somebody different from what she said she was going to be. Now I know better. Now I know. And so my question is, when does that tipping point come by which the Trump derangement syndrome / swamp crowd no longer is able to bring what I would refer to as just, you know, average everyday folks, average the people that just get up and go about their life. They don't live and breathe politics. They don't, you know, they care. They love their country. You know, they're paying attention, but they almost just don't have the capacity to immerse themselves in all the details. Which honestly, a good chunk of this audience does, and I love you for it because you're into details. You know, you're telling me things I don't know. Did you see what happened with Peter Strzok? Did you see what happened with Lisa Page? Did, you know, I mean, following, you know, the awful you know, situation in Washington, D.C. With the swamp and the dossier. And, I mean, that whole mess, if you don't think there's a deep state, you don't think there's a swamp, watch that. And Peter Strzok will testify today on Capitol Hill. Maybe we'll hear some of his tap dancing up there, the FBI agent that's now been removed that was having an affair with his fellow FBI agent, exchanging notes on how they were going to take Donald Trump down. At the same time, they're in charge of the investigations of Hillary Clinton and the president in Russia. Can't make it up. Folks, I guarantee you, if these agents had done that with Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, they would be in some high-security prison right now. Double standard of all double standards. But back to my tipping point. I wonder when there is a point that the people say, well, you know they say all those horrible things about Donald Trump. I get that. They say a lot of horrible, awful things about him. But look where we're at. Look what he's doing. You know, the whole NATO thing? This is a prime example of how the media distorts things. If you just paid a little bit of attention to the president's meetings with NATO allies, you think that he is the biggest jerk on the planet, that he's over there offending them, that we're going to have war because he's, you know, he's dissing this alliance that's lasted ever since, designed to prevent future world wars, be a check on Russia. And he's just over there just taking a baseball bat to all of it. It's not what he's doing. What he's doing is saying, I work for the taxpayers. We have an alliance here. Alliance is we each pay 2% of our economy, and you're not paying it. So if we want this alliance to be strong and do what it's supposed to do, I'm all in for the alliance, but let's all do what we're supposed to do. The exact same message came from Barack Obama. The exact same message came from George W. Bush at cocktail parties and teas and, you know, behind closed doors and in a nicey, nice way. I mean, they said it publicly, but not to the extent Donald Trump has. Who's Donald Trump looking out for there? Trying to cause a war, isn't trying to offend allies. He's trying to say, look, let's get this done. I've been talking about it all the way back to 2000 with George W. Bush. It's 2018. Pay your fair share. Now, what I just told you is what happened, but it's not what the media told you. My point is this. At what point do people realize they're being duped? From the Trump derangement syndrome crowd, from the swamp. That's the tipping point that I'm talking about. When they say, hey, I like those tax cuts. Hey, I like that he's fighting for taxpayers. Hey, I like the fact that he got us better trade deals. Hey, you know, I mean, all of this adds up. Now, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Heidi Heitkamp, they're never going to admit Donald Trump is right. Heidi Heitkamp's done that only to the extent it helps her politically. As soon as this election is over and she's not running for re-election anymore, she votes against him every single time and gets to be the liberal Democrat that she is. Hard left liberal Democrat that she is. Those people won't change. That's their wing. They're not going to flip. But I don't much care about them. I care about real people whose lives are impacted by what he's doing. And I think it's an exciting time because you can't lie about someone so often. You can't paint a picture that is so opposed to the truth forever. You just can't. It's at some point the truth wins out and a lot of this goes away. And it's effective right now. I mean, some of it works. It really does. I just don't think it will forever. Not with people who see things getting better. Am I right or am I wrong? You tell me. And if you are in that camp, I'd really love to have a conversation with you. Once a Hillary fan, didn't vote for Trump, don't like Trump, now going, I don't know. I don't buy all this stuff that I'm hearing because things are getting better. Tell me, 258-0550. Text us, 367-2054 for yours truly, Todd's at 226-8503. You see who else we have on the program today, Todd? My gosh, we got a lot going on. We're going to check in Watford City. Jeremy Olson, who's the VP with MBI Energy, has been leading the cleanup effort, and there's a handful of companies. I'd love to see more part of that effort in Watford City in helping to clean up. And also, something, 200 people homeless. We just got to find a way to help our neighbors in Watford City. So I'm open for a brainstorm session on how to do that. We're going to talk with them. Tom Sawyer is going to be here, and they had a big event, really big event, that is a milestone, actually, an international UAS flight that came out of Grand Sky. Grand Sky is the development. That's where Northrop Grumman, General Atomics is located, major international defense contractors that are taking advantage of the best in the nation FAA test site that we have up there. And so we'll get an update from Tom on that. And then this is part of our series that we do with the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, where we do a little safety talk. Really interesting topic today on hazardous materials and the things that can go wrong and the training to prevent that from happening. And, you know, so part of this is for people that might have things they don't think require training that actually do. And part of it is for us to say what is in our community and just know what's there as well. So all that coming up today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousand's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do is work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorlson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorlson Story. You'll love it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They never stop at Pipers. They're always going. Pipers.com, great resource. And also, I'll give you a number in a moment if you want to grab a pen to write this down, because if you call them, they'll send you a catalog. Make sure you're on their list. You don't want to miss any of the opportunities that are out there in land auctions and real estate, equipment auctions. Doing a lot more of those and bringing big bucks. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. And coming up on Thursday next week, that consignment auction we've been telling you about is happening at the Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota. And as I've driven by that a couple of times in the last a few days, I notice a growing selection of equipment to choose from. So pretty cool. So check that out as well. That's the Auction Center of North America consignment auction. And that is in Steele, North Dakota, coming up on the 19th. That'll start at 10 a.m. All right? 10 a.m., just so you know. Exactly right. And great land out there right now. In fact, I saw some photos of an executive Cannonball River hunting property in Grant County that is just unbelievable, they have listed. And some acreage in the Ward County, exceptional cropland there, about 817 acres. Some hunting land in Mille Lacs County, Minnesota, about 400 acres. A beautiful farmstead in Barnesville. A resort and golf course, the Timberline Resort and Bearsden Golf Course in Park Rapids, listed there, too. Check all that out at pipers.com. 205 acres in Morton County as well. Right now, some ag land, farm and ranch. Commercial, development, hunting, recreation. Got a little bit of everything there. So pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Who calls themselves a genius? Says a texter. I think they're referring to this little comment here that we have from Donald Trump at the NATO gathering with his allies.
We understand your message, but some people ask themselves, will you be tweeting differently once you board the Air Force One? Thank you.
No, that's other people that do that. I don't. I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius. Go ahead. Go ahead.
He's having fun, for crying out loud. You can't understand that. He's playing on the comment from previously. When did he say it was the member of the stable genius? Online, I don't remember where that came from, but that's a joke. Not calling himself a genius at all. Some would argue that he is, but see, there is a group of people that will never, never come over, but I think there's more that will. I really do. How could she go back to vote against the president? Won't she be out in the next election? I see. You're talking about Heidi Heitkamp. No, I believe I said if she were reelected, she would no longer have the political necessity of trying to act as though she's, you know, with the president on issues. I would be right here, right now. In fact, let me give you an example. If Brett Kavanaugh comes down to a vote and the Republicans vote for him, maybe they lose a Republican, but one Democrat comes across and is the difference for Brett Kavanaugh, and that Democrat is Heidi Heitkamp, I'll be the first to say there is an example of voting with Donald Trump. All the others are phony because they didn't matter. They didn't make any difference. Everything would have happened without it. The only other difference maker in Heidi Heitkamp's repertoire was the vote against the oil and gas industry in North Dakota in an issue that's still not fixed, and she said she'd get it fixed another way. And that was voting in favor of Barack Obama's regulation on the oil and gas industry when we already have regulation here. She cited for more regulation, Obama-era regulation, against the oil and gas industry on flaring, and the situation is worse because of it. On federal lands, because of her vote. And she could have been the deciding vote the other way. That is voting with Donald Trump when it makes a difference. But I'd love to give her credit for being the vote that puts Brett Kavanaugh on the court. She has to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. There's no doubt about it. But my point is it the difference? All of the tea leaves in Washington right now say the push is to get every Republican to vote for Kavanaugh. As soon as they do, they'll have five or six Democrats, all right? So in other words, they'll have more than, way more than enough. If they do that, her vote is, you know, great, but not anything to have a parade about. Hope that makes sense. Good morning, Scott. Tipping point for me is CNN ratings plummeting, going south. Yeah, I don't know. I think that if you're watching CNN and it's just over and over and over, Trump is bad, Trump is evil, Trump, I mean, it's just a broken record of just awful. I think you're sucked into the swamp, you know. So I don't know that. I think those people, I think they're still going to be there. But I'd love to see that happen, for sure. And somebody has tweeted me a photo. I don't know if this is the actual photo or if it's like a cartoon, but it's the photo the mayor of London authorized to put up of a baby Trump, which, again, is it's funny to me. It's humorous. It's, you know. I don't. Look, the fact that a very liberal mayor of London is irritated at the president over their response to terrorism bodes well for Donald Trump, if you ask me. I think it's great. Really great. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. I mentioned earlier, Peter Strzok is the FBI agent that is under fire right now. And he is on Capitol Hill testifying. They are doing opening comments now, which means blah, 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 blah. Isn't that what it means, Todd? I think if you turned up the audio right now on this, wouldn't it say that? Think of what. We're interested in what the FBI agent has to say. And when he gets here, we'll try and, when he gets up, rather, we'll try and get you some bits and pieces of this. But we've been waiting for this for a while. You just need to get to the bottom of this whole mess. It's unbelievable. And again, they got caught. Yeah, there it is. That's Charlie Brown's teacher. Exactly what Jerry Nadler sounds like right now. Exactly. Not kidding you.
Now we can finally put a face to the voice then.
Yes. Thank you. I love that. That's perfect. Fantastic. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wraps up 2 days of NATO meetings with an unscheduled news conference, saying a lot of progress has been made, also saying NATO members had agreed to step up defense spending. The president now in Britain to begin a two-day working visit there with top officials, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Before leaving the NATO meeting, though, the president was also looking ahead to the meeting he'll have on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland.
We want to find out about Syria. We will, of course, ask your favorite question about meddling. I will be asking that question again. But we'll also be talking about other things. We'll be talking about Ukraine.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index is up year over year by 2.9%, the fastest pace in 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your mind, ready to hit the road again next week. We will be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Cookfest, Granora and Twin Buttes, brought to you in part by our friends at Enbridge. For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the energy you rely on every day to fuel your vehicle, to heat your home, to power commerce and manufacturing. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life right here in North Dakota. Visit Enbridge.com to learn more. And, of course, the Cookfest is just one of the many ways Enbridge supports the communities near their pipelines. So they'll be there serving up all kinds of goodies and free barbecue. There's a great information session. Info session started 2, the free barbecue at 4, and then there's live music as well. Granora and Twin Buttes Tuesday, Thursday next week. So should be a grand time. Really looking forward to that. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, and we're pleased to be joined next by Tom Sawyer. Tom's president of Grand Sky, the development we have broadcast from before with other momentous occasions, and they've had another, so we thought we'd catch up and find out what's happening in this interesting and exciting, vibrant technology space that's happening right here in North Dakota. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on again.
I said earlier, and I just want to make sure I wasn't boasting too much, that that we have the best in the nation FAA test site. Would you concur with that?
I absolutely concur with that. I get to work with those great guys every single day and really enjoy every bit of it. They've been really helpful and instrumental in helping to get Grand Sky moving and the whole UAS industry in North Dakota.
And that test site has attracted some attention from folks. Tell us a little bit about why. Why do people... what do we have in that attracts these major players in the UAS space?
I think, you know, the part that attracts a lot of companies to the North Dakota UAS space and working with the Northern Plains Test Site Authority is that they get the job done. They're really easy to work with. They're really straightforward. They roll up their sleeves and they go get the job done. So I think you see them working in probably the most states of any of the test sites in the country. They're all over the place, and they're supporting us in a variety of states, different states as well. So they're a great resource that the state has created, and it's really attracting business here.
And tell us about this new milestone, this historic transatlantic flight.
So it's just no way to describe it except that it was pretty cool. A General Atomics aircraft landed at Grand Sky, flew from Arizona up to Grand Sky about 2 weeks ago, and then just this past Tuesday launched from Grand Sky and flew on a 20-plus hour mission over to England for an air show over there. And it was the first time a civilian owned UAS. And I hate to parse the words about it, but it's really significant from a permit and capability standpoint that it was a civilian-owned aircraft owned by the company that flew across the Atlantic. And I mention that because, of course, at Grand Forks Air Force Base, the Global Hawks fly across the Atlantic on a pretty regular basis, and those are military jets. And so this being a civilian aircraft coordinating with multiple country governments, the Canadian government and others to fly a civilian UAS across their airspace is pretty significant.
And how much of that do you anticipate seeing in the future? I mean, will this be a robust part of what the civilian UAS industry will do?
I think so, Scott. And maybe not necessarily the transatlantic, but what the transatlantic crossing demonstrated was how long and how capable, how long the aircraft can stay in the air, how capable they are. The ability to stay aloft for 20, 30 plus hours. In fact, this particular aircraft set a record of 48 hours in the air without refueling on the first tank of gas. That gives us the ability from Grand Sky now, from North Dakota, Grand Forks, North Dakota, we can support unmanned missions all across the United States. There's no part of the United States we can't touch and that we can't send a UAS to. So, for example, hurricane recovery in Florida or wildfires in California, we can launch the aircraft from here in Grand Forks, support those areas with hours and hours of time on station, providing critical information, critical video feeds, without putting all of our people in the way, in harm's way. We don't have to send them into the hot zone. We can launch the aircraft from here. Our people stay here. The plane goes, does its mission, flies back. That's just a really incredible capability that means jobs for North Dakota. It means jobs here in Grand Forks, and it keeps our people safe. So it's a really powerful, powerful capability that was demonstrated by how long it was able to fly by getting over to England.
Pretty incredible, and just an example of all the innovation that's happening and very quick. For folks that are not familiar with General Atomics, who accomplished this feat, or Northrop Grumman, the other companies that have expressed interest in Grand Sky or in the process of joining the effort there, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about the heft, for lack of a better term, behind some of these names that have chosen North Dakota and this facility to be part of?
Sure. You know, the two tenants we have out at Grand Sky, Northrop Grumman and General Atomics, both have facilities, both have hired people. There's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 150 people that come to Grand Sky every day for work directly for those two companies. That doesn't include all the support companies and vendors and different groups that come out there. You know, those are number one and number two in the UAS, defense UAS space in terms of the size and capability of the aircraft that they have and the volume of aircraft that the government has been buying. And both of the companies are starting to explore how they're going to transition their aircraft from military use to commercial use. And that's what Grand Sky is really about. And that's one of the reasons they're interested here. And as you said at the beginning of the interview, the Northern Plains Test Site Authority is one of those key members of our whole UAS ecosystem here in the state. That makes it possible for these companies to come here and do business here and hire folks.
Yeah, and you know, those companies are internationally known. I mean, the fact that they have that presence, and as you say, you know, hundreds of people coming every day to work and to work for companies that have you know, a reputation as you know, great defense contractors, just tells you all you need to know about the future possibilities, you know, and what's to come.
And that's right. And so, you know, NATO's recently been in the news here, and the president's visiting with NATO, and some of those NATO countries are going to be sending their pilots here to Grand Forks to get training. That's some of the ways that they're going to be able to improve their contribution to NATO, is to be able to provide these kinds of, you know, buy these unmanned systems and provide the pilots to get trained on them. So that's going to happen right here in Grand Forks.
Yeah, that's something. So, like on an average day, obviously you don't have an international transatlantic flight every day, but an average day, what's going on at the park in the test site?
So at the test site, you know, one of the things that's great about the test site is there really isn't a physical site. It's really a, you know, it's a kind of a, it's an organization that supports people where they want to fly, not necessarily forcing people to fly, you know, in one particular place. And that's one of the reasons they're successful. But at Grand Sky, on a daily basis, you're going to see a variety of different unmanned aircraft fly from the runway at Grand Forks Air Force Base for training missions, for a variety of different testing, testing different kinds of equipment, testing different kinds of aircraft configurations, and training different people to fly planes, to run the sensors on them, and things like that. So it's pretty common to drive around Grand Sky and see large unmanned aircraft taking off and landing. And you'll also, you don't see it as much, but inside the buildings, there's laboratories and simulators and a variety of different kind of computer modeling and flight planning and mission support work that goes on.
Where do you see this going? What, you know, if you had to paint a picture of what Grand Sky looks like 10 years from now, given the pace of what's happened so far, what do you think it looks like?
So I think what it looks like is our two big tenants, you know, Northrop and GA, number one and number two in the industry, you know, the Ford and Chevy of the UAS world. I see them having expanded pretty considerably. In fact, that process is starting this summer. Northrop's expanding by building almost exactly as big as they're building now, another hangar. And so I see all of our airfield lots filled up. I see a lot of hangars. I see a lot of planes coming and going on a regular basis. And some of them going from Grand Sky to other UAS airports around the country, some going and doing training missions like we're doing now. But I see a lot of product development. I see a lot of engineers being hired. I see a lot of pilots being hired. And I think that's going to be really good for North Dakota and the upper Midwest in general.
And for parents out there that might be thinking of directing children to different skill sets to be able to meet that need going forward. You mentioned engineers, but talk a little bit about the career opportunities there and where the skill set that is most necessary.
You know, it might seem a little counterintuitive, Scott, but if I was, I do have kids, I have high school age kids, and I'm telling them if you're not taking data analytics courses, you're kind of wasting some time because they amount of data that gets generated on a daily basis by flying these kinds of aircraft dwarfs anything else that, you know, people deal with. And that data has to be managed. It has to be crunched. People need to process it and extract meaningful value out of it. It's not enough to take a picture of a soybean field or take a picture of a cornfield. We need to understand what that picture is telling us. And that's the data analytics part that we need more of. I don't think we can hire enough of those kinds of folks right now.
And that's as much as anything. I mean, I really learned that just following this industry. It's you know, the payload is a camera, basically, or a data gathering device of some kind. And, you know, the possibilities from that data are darn near endless. And, like you say, more than anything, need to be managed, don't they?
It sure does. I think I read a report that said something along the lines of the unmanned systems industry within 5 years will be recreating all of the information contained in the Library of Congress every 6 months.
Wrap your mind around that, as we say, right?
Exactly. It's just a lot of information, and it's going to help us change our understanding and adapt our understanding of the physical world around us. Because we're going to be flying over it regularly. We're going to be able to take pictures of it, and we're going to be able to help pipeline companies prevent leaks, and we're going to be able to help farmers get better yield from their crops. And there's just a lot of technology that goes into making all of those things better.
All right. Fascinating conversation. Congrats on the historic transatlantic flight and checking that one off. I know there'll be more firsts to come and more history. Tom Sawyer, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Tom Sawyer, the president of Grand Sky Development from Grand Forks, on a big, momentous event.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Your calls, questions, comments, always welcome on this program for any of our guests on any topic. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. Let's see here. Texter says on a topic we talked about earlier, I would say there are exactly the same number of people in the United States who hate Obama as there is the same number of people who hate Trump. That's politics. Yeah, maybe. Although I have to say, I didn't like anything Barack Obama did for the most part, but I never hate the guy. And I think there is the flat-out hate, so I don't know how you would have to have a discussion how you define hate, but appreciate that call. Peter Strzok said something revolutionary today, FBI agent. Toddy said he recognizes that his text created some confusion. Well, that's big of him, isn't it? Yeah, that's that really, really nice. Yeah. So I guess he's going to clear up that confusion for us now, and we're going to believe that, you know, he didn't mean, you know, we'll stop him. You know, that was just kind of figure of speech, to the, boasting to the girlfriend kind of thing. Oh, my gosh.
Ah.
Trey Gowdy is is there to keep him honest, though, so we can't go wrong there. We have a little Trey Gowdy's opening comments here in a bit. But first, let's talk about Old Glory, that flag. Do you have one flying yet? I saw a beautiful one in rugby, a beautiful one, a beautiful, and I said, where did that flag come from? I said, Jim, the flagpole guy, of course. It's wonderful. So saw one of your customers in rugby and Old Glory looking mighty nice. You're doing good work there, Mr. Flagpole Guy. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Very well. And I think that gentleman, Mr. John Seale, he's a great patriotic American. He worked hard his whole life. He created wealth for himself. He had ideas. He pushed them forward. He lived a capitalist life with God and love for his wife and his family and his heart. And that's the whole deal, Scott. I deal in the American spirit. All I get to do is cultivate it and enjoy it. I'm at a Patriots house today, Lord, where the gentleman, they can't do enough for you. You're here to serve them. And they're like, well, can I get you this? The bathroom's over there. Can you eat anything to drink? I have, here, use my tractor. The American spirit is the best. I have the best job in the world. And speaking of American spirit, I just like to do a little public service announcement. There's a gentleman, Scott, who's in need. And if anybody who rides or doesn't ride would go to Midway Lanes July 29th for a benefit for him. And that's what it's all about, Scott. It's what's made America great is taking care of each other. And with God and people in our heart, we serve each other first. And everything just works out. You know,
exactly right. Now, where is that? Where is that benefit, by the way?
It's at Midway Lanes, July 29th at 3 p.m.
In Midway Lanes is where?
Mandan.
In Mandan. Okay.
Midway Lanes in Mandan.
Got it. All right. So
yeah.
A little plug there. That's a good one. Fantastic. How are we doing on our goal to get 100 new flagpoles flying this summer?
Well, we're 6 closer after this week, Scott.
Wow.
And I know we're over 50. At least we got like over 50 poles that came in, and we might not have them all installed yet, but I got a lot of orders. And you know, remember when we were a kid and we went to school, we said, well, our dog ate our paper. Well, my dog spilled water on one of my notebooks, and I think I lost some people's names. So if anybody's waiting to get for me to call them, I apologize. Hey, please call me and text me or say, hey, don't forget about me. It's not everybody, but I did lose one of my notebooks. We're just on a roll. My son is back. Everything is together. We got everything is working. We're just on a roll, Scott. Everything is good.
The Tyranny assault vehicle should be in your front yard. It'll mean that the flagpole's arrived and you're about to have American-made flagpole, all the accessories put up at your home. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com or 571-FLAG. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. God bless your listening audience, and have a great day.
Same to you, sir. Here's Trey Gowdy, not buying what Peter Strzok is selling today.
It's called him a disaster. Said he should F himself. Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated and well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed. That is prejudging guilt, it is prejudging punishment, and it is textbook bias. We live in a 50-50 country, and we accept that. But we're a 100% country when it comes to having law enforcement that doesn't prejudge innocence before investigations are over and doesn't prejudge guilt and punishment before an investigation even begins. Agent Strzok had Hillary Clinton winning the White House before he finished investigating her. Agent Strzok had Donald Trump impeached before he even started investigating him. That is bias. Agent Strzok may not see it, but the rest of the country does, and it's not what we want, expect, or deserve from any law enforcement officer, much less the FBI.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be on the other side of anything from Trey Gowdy, would you? He's doing that while staring down Peter Strzok. Now he's starting a little cross-examination, so we'll give you a little tidbits of that, too, today on the program. More coming up. Watford City in our focus to talk about some neighbors in need after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.